I had the VHF version of it, and I sold it. And but I kept the other VHF, the my 220 radio is a 9000D. Yeah, they're great radios.
I caught a bit of that. How's my signal going? Because I'm hearing a lot of static coming through, and it's a little hard to hear from my end, which is unusual because usually mobile is pretty clear, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, that's strange, but hopefully it's not my signal that's gone down into the dumps. But no, you're full quieting into the repeater, no problem whatsoever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard you that time, but still a lot of noise in the back. So, but thank you. Yeah, and hopefully everything's good, and hopefully everyone on net has a great rest of the day as well. Thank you so much for taking my check-in, and Happy New Year as well.
Okay, Michelle, thanks for being there this morning. And, enjoy the new radio for sure. You have a great day. Look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up, we have John, Victor Echo 7, Quebec Uniform. And we got Kilo 7, Romeo Golf Kilo, Ryan. Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra, Robert. Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Bravo, Rob. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Echo Foxtrot, Heather.
Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Echo Foxtrot. It's Heather calling in from Langley City. I've got 1 degree, and it's overcast. No sign of any rain, thank goodness. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my check-in this morning. You're sounding so much better. Thanks for setting up on YouTube. I'm watching. I'm one of them. Very awesome when you do that. To everyone listening and watching, or watching, or both, the net this morning. Have a wonderful Sunday. And this is Victor Alpha 7 Sierra Echo Foxtrot 7-3 monitoring.
Well, that's good stuff, Heather. Glad there's a few people out there on the YouTube stream. And yeah, it was definitely a rough start this morning. My voice was it wasn't good. Lots of hacking and coughing and we're much better now. Have a great day, Heather. I look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow on 7-3. Next up, we have Jim, Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Hotel Golf.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, all in Rainbow Country Net. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Hotel Golf. Jim Oaten, snowy Chilliwack, still snow on the ground. So the prediction of yesterday is wrong. Minus 0.7, so I imagine the snow's sticking around for a little while. Anyways, I can hear the grandkids climbing up my stairs, so I better let you go and wish everyone a 7-3. Hope to chat with you tomorrow. VE7VP, VA7SHG, 7-3.
Okay, Jim. Yeah, get the look after those grandchildren, that's for sure. And, you have a great day. I look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up, we have Shannon, Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Kilo X-Ray. I guess scroll all the way down to Tom, Victor Alpha 7, Tango Echo Victor.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everyone on net. VA7 Tango Echo Victor. Belated Merry Christmas to you, Paul. It sounds like you had a house full there and a good time for Christmas. I'm just staring out the window here, pining for the North Shore Mountains there. It looks like there's some snow up there finally, but I've got a little bit of a bum ankle, so I'm just waiting for some results from x-rays, talk to the doctor on Tuesday, see if he'll let me go skiing or not. So we'll see. Anyways, thanks for being there, and good to hear you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. VA 7 Tango, Echo Victor.
Oh, hopefully there's nothing too serious with your ankle, and you're able to get some ski in it. I know there's with the boots these days, you're not moving your ankle much while it's in the boot, but there's still a lot of pressure on it, moving those skis around and stuff. So hopefully the doctor gives you the okay, and you can get up on those mountains, enjoy that fresh snow up there. I know we went out yesterday. I picked up a new TV for my office, and looking at all the mountains while we were driving, it was quite the view. Looks, I always love it when there's a fresh dusting of snow on the mountains, for sure. Okay, Tom, you have a great day, and look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up, we got three Toms in a row here. Victor Alpha 7, Tango Quebec Bravo, Tom. Victor Alpha 7, Tango Whiskey Lima, Tom.
Good morning, Paul, and all on the Rainbow Country Net. Sorry about the poor acoustics this morning. I'm in the shower room. Hi. It's minus 8 this morning, snowing, and just lately, but I think we're going to get a couple of centimeters of accumulation. It's been pretty cool the last couple of days. But that's okay. We're prepared for it. We've got good, lots of wood in the woodshed. Fire's going nicely in the stove. And I look forward to listening to the Rainbow Country Net and you for the rest of the week.
Well, sounds good, Tom. Well, hopefully you don't get too much snow. And you're able to keep up with the shoveling, that's for sure. And yeah, sounds like you got nice and well equipped with the firewood. That's great. I wish we had a wood burning stove or a wood burning fireplace in this house. I know we looked at another house in the same neighborhood that had a wood burning fireplace, and I really wanted that one, but we ended up getting this one instead. Good stuff. Okay, Tom, have a great day, and yep, you're stuck with me all week. Have a great day. Look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up, we have Rob, Victor Echo 7, a Uniform Delta Tango. I was too busy scratching my dog here, petting my dog. After I wrote out the name, I forgot to let my foot off the pedal. Oh, well. Okay, Victor Echo 7, a Uniform Juliet Mike. Johnny.
Hey, Paul, we're here already. That was quick. I was, watching yours, and I was just looking at the prints. Yeah, I'm on the group there. That's pretty cool. Love your setup. Thanks for running the net. I'm looking forward to you running it all week like this. It's great to be able to watch it. I'm enjoying it.
Oh, good stuff. Glad you're enjoying it, and you're still good for Thursday. You'll be able to see it in person. Although I do set up my radio and stuff in the living room, in the front room, so we have enough space for everybody.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, we'll be there for sure. You got the 2000, the 200 rig of the 9000 that Quebec Mike Charlie has. Yeah, maybe she could bring it. You could show her how to work that program, that radio. Apparently they're tricky. So hopefully we can get it figured out. And you got to also show me how to run more than, I have the AMS on top of mine as well. But I'm uncertain how to, wire it all up so you can run multiple. That's cool, because I see a lot of prints that are like, oh my God, I need that. But it's like so many different colors. And I'm like, how do you wire that up? So I'm going to be, I'm really interested to see all your setups and how you're storing your filament. That's another thing. I didn't store any filament in any proper store with the desiccant or whatever that word is. So, like, I'm wondering why my stuff's all spaghetti. Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's why right there. It, that the filament likes to soak up the moisture in the air. And when it does, it it's really stringy and stuff. When it prints, it doesn't print properly. So, yeah, you'll have to get a filament dryer and dry out the filament and get proper. I use, you can see them in the back there. Clear plastic totes with it has a rubber seal on the lid, and I printed out some desiccant containers and filled them up and put it in there. It keeps it at about somewhere around 30% humidity, which is perfect.
Yeah, roger that. It comes today. I ordered it on Amazon. They've got the vertical Tupperware that holds, like, I see your setup. I like it. But these ones are, like, vertical, and they have the dryer underneath, and they show a little moisture gauge on there. Yeah, no, I did that right. We secured. I also took your advice and secured it downstairs in its own little cozy little room so the temperature is steady. I'm slowly tightening the hatches and figuring this all out, and I should have. It's crazy that you're talking about desiccant and the printable things, because I only just got on this like about a week ago, and all of a sudden everybody's talking about it and it's being brought up. Like, I swear we're in a simulation. Anyways, thanks for running the net, and look forward to linking up with you, and I don't see anybody. Happy New Year, everybody else, and looking forward to the week. Back to you, Victor Echo 7, Uniform Julie Mike.
Sounds good, Johnny, and yeah, looking forward to showing you the setup I got here. And yeah, it's easy with the multiple AMS units for Bamboo Labs, because they all have two ports to plug into the back, so you just kind of daisy chain them all together. They all kind of plug into each other, so it's pretty easy to do that. And you just print out a Y adapter for all the cable to go through, and you're good to go. Hey Johnny, you have a great day, and looking forward to chatting with you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up, we have Jim and Deb, Alpha Echo 7 Uniform Quebec and Alpha Echo 7 Uniform Alpha.
Yeah, morning, Paul. Alpha Echo 7 Uniform Quebec with
Alpha Echo 7 Uniform Alpha. Yeah, this is the week we slide into the new year. Thanks for hosting.
Yep, and we'll look forward to the new year program. Okay, thanks, Paul.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, too. Like I said, I don't do any parties on New Year's, so I'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed New Year's morning, and yeah, it should be a fun net. It's going to be a fun one. You guys have a great day, and look forward to hearing from you again tomorrow, 7-3. Next up is me, Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa. The name here is Paul, and I am here. So. Excuse me, that brings us down to Adam, Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Papa Golf.
Victor Echo 7, Uniform Delta Tango, recheck.
Uniform Delta Tango, go ahead with the recheck. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Delta Tango, Rob, go ahead.
Sorry about that, Paul. Yeah, just playing with the new Bamboo Lab A1 with the AMS printer on it. So I'm just hooking it up now. Early Christmas present from the family, which is really nice. No, I guess I'm going to need help, so I'm going to have to bug you, I guess, because apparently you're the guy to go to.
Well, not necessarily, but, yeah, if you, do you happen to have the Signal app, for messaging? We've got a 3D printing group going on that, we ask each other questions and stuff and help us solve our problems.
I do indeed.
Okay, we'll have to get you added to the group. It's